The Traveler's Journal, June 26th. Appreciating the Saudi life. The summer moon is three-quarters full and rising over the prairie of southwest Minnesota. Its reflected light illuminates unbroken acres of undulating native grasses and a glowing ribbon of wildflowers. A flicker of fireflies flares as the vast sky slowly fades from dark blue to deep purple, the end of another day on the Great Plains. It's a setting straight out of Little House on the Prairie, the TV series derived from Laura Ingalls Wilder's series of autobiographical novels about lives of prairie pioneers. On the banks of Plum Creek, described the childhood years she and her family spent in a sod house near Walnut Grove, Minnesota, 125 miles southwest of Minneapolis. Structures built from rectangular layers of sod stacked grass down were common throughout the 19th century. Both free and plentiful, sod provided good shelter from fierce prairie winds and winters, even if it made for dirty, damp, and dark dwellings. Cutting the sod also helped prepare fields for planting. The sod-busting life was a constant struggle, but as Wilder captures, it had many softer moments. Now, children and adults who resonate with the prairie life can sample it for themselves in a unique bed and breakfast a few miles east of Walnut Grove. Stan McCone, a scion of Midwestern sodbusters, has recreated a 21-by-36-foot square sod house based on historical proportions and techniques. Though Spartan by modern standards, it offers the kind of creature comforts a prairie family would have found wondrous. Modern families will find magic moments of their own. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.